Welcome to the Team Flower Podcast. It's me, Kelly, and this is the place where we talk about flowers with people who've dedicated their lives to sharing them with the world. We gather because we believe that working with flowers is important. It matters. It's a way that we love the world, and we are just cheering you on in that. This week, we are celebrating Independence Day here in America, and as we walk into that time, I just wanted to give you a special greeting and a wish for freedom in whatever season of life that it is that you are in. You know, some of us are up to our eyeballs in flowers, and there's thousands of blooms coming and going, and you know, there's lots of things that we're maybe thinking about. And then for others of us, you know, maybe we're in a season of transition. We've taken some time where we've pulled back away from working with so many flowers. Maybe there's some things going on with family, and there's just some other things that are needed in life right now. And I just wanted to tell you that whether you are just, you know, working with tons and tons of flowers this week, or you just pick one bloom and give it to a stranger or put it by your bedside table, whatever that is, I just want you to know that that's important work, and that together we are all loving the world through flowers, and it takes all of us supporting each other in all of the different various seasons of our lives. But we're not losing any ground, and you're not losing any ground if you're slowing down or taking some time to rest this season. I just want you to feel still very much welcome and very much a part of the team. If you are in a place where you are feeling so tired and not quite sure how you're going to be able to move forward, know that you will get through this, and that you can take a pause before you start deciding what the next season of your business looks like for you. So I just want to just take your backpack off. I just want to lighten your load for a minute, and let you know that you are valued, and that we appreciate you so much, and that you know, you just being you is a really important part of that. So if today looks like somebody gives you flowers, I hope that you will receive them with all of your heart, and that you will let that fill up the deepest parts of your soul, so that you are refreshed, and you just know that you are seen and loved. So if you can just kind of imagine me handing you a flower from my garden today, I would love for you to receive that, so that you have some air and some food for your soul and your heart to breathe. So as we celebrate freedom this week, I wanted to take some time to reflect. That's one of the core values here at Team Flower. It's such a powerful, easy thing to do, reflection. And so I've been thinking about some of my favorite podcast episodes, and I thought it might be fun this week to just do a repost of some of the best ones. So maybe you're new to the podcast and you haven't gotten through all the episodes that we have available. I thought that this might be a fun way that we can revisit some of the things that have been fun. So this week you're going to hear from Green and Gorgeous Flowers. She's from England. I visited her farm and learned all about how to grow sweet peas while I was there. She is a master at growing and harvesting practices. And we're also going to be talking about color theory with Tinge Floral, my friend Ashley out in Utah. Kaylin and I are chatting about transitioning into a floral career. She's so funny. You're going to love that episode. And next week, we'll launch back into some new content instead of the repost. But while we're doing this too, maybe this is a week where you've got a little bit of extra time. Maybe you have no extra time, but if you happen to have extra time and you want to jump into the blog, I just want to highlight a couple of things that are on there that maybe you haven't seen yet. So we have an article on there that also has a podcast attached to it that you can click back through to, from Susanna of Stems Brooklyn, and we're talking about building and navigating team dynamics. That's a really fun episode. Also out of New York City, Ingrid from Tingan Studios is on the podcast talking about sustainability, and we have an article that goes along with that. So there's also tons of video tutorials, creating sculptural flower arrangements, sustainable pricing philosophies. All of these resources can be found over at teamflower.org/free. And of course, the podcast is brought to you by Team Flower. We're an online support community dedicated to educating, connecting, and empowering flower lovers worldwide. So many of you who are familiar with the podcast already know this, but if you happen to be new, we just wanted to take a minute to introduce ourselves today. We have online classes, in-person events, and free weekly resources like this podcast designed to support you in your journey with flowers. So whether you're a professional florist, a flower farmer, or you just love flowers, know that there's a seat for you at this table. Come join the party over at teamflower.org. All right, well, I'm going to sign off for today. I'm looking forward to connecting with you over the next several days with some of my favorite podcast episodes. Happy 4th of July.